procedura di qualificazione
2019.
Impiegati di commercio, inglese. Comprensione orale. Cari candidati, la comprensione orale che segue vi permetterà di compilare i documenti che avete ricevuto. Ogni parte sarà diffusa due volte. Avete ora un po' di tempo per prendere visione delle differenti parti.
Hello, you're through to Katrina. How can I help you this morning?
Oh, hello. It's with regard to a statement I received. I think there's been a mistake.
Okay, one moment, please. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, it's Abby Kay.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. Abby, A-B-I, Kay, K-A-Y-E.
And do you have an account number?
Yes, T-I... 3662.
Sorry, was that T for Thailand, I as in India?
That's correct.
And for security, can I have your date of birth?
The 21st April 1981.
That's fine, Ms. K. So how can I help you?
Well, I paid off part of my loan early last month, but I received a statement from you this morning, and it isn't on the statement. Could you tell me if the payment has gone through?
Right. I don't see it. Can you bear with me for a second? I'm just going to put you on hold.
Sure.
Hello. Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm afraid I can't find a record of it. How much was it for?
5,000 euros.
I'll have to check this for you. Can I call you back?
Yes, please.
What's your number, Ms. K?
017-244-3929.
So that was 017-244-3929.
That's right. What time do you think you'll call back? Because I have to go out now.
When would suit you?
At 4?
That's fine. Speak to you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, you're through to Katrina. How can I help you this morning?
Oh, hello. It's with regard to a statement I received. I think there's been a mistake.
Okay, one moment, please. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, it's Abby Kay.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. Abby, A-B-I, Kay, K-A-Y-E.
And do you have an account number?
Yes, T-I... 3662.
Sorry, was that T for Thailand, I as in India?
That's correct.
And for security, can I have your date of birth?
The 21st April 1981.
That's fine, Ms. K. So how can I help you?
Well, I paid off part of my loan early last month, but I received a statement from you this morning, and it isn't on the statement. Could you tell me if the payment has gone through?
Right. I don't see it. Can you bear with me for a second? I'm just going to put you on hold.
Sure.
Hello. Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm afraid I can't find a record of it. How much was it for?
5,000 euros.
I'll have to check this for you. Can I call you back?
Yes, please.
What's your number, Miss Kay?
017-244-3929.
So that was 017-244-3929.
That's right. What time do you think you'll call back? Because I have to go out now.
When would suit you?
At 4?
That's fine. Speak to you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Leaving messages. Call 1.
Hi, Vanessa. It's Ralph again. Sorry, I forgot to ask earlier if you can send me details of next month's seminars. I've got 2 people who really need some help with spreadsheets and accounting software. I remember you said that you had some computer courses planned. Anyway, send me details on those and anything else you have coming up. Thanks. Oh, you can email it to me if that's easier. It's rforralph.henschel@henkel. That's henckel.de. Thanks. Bye.
Call 2.
Hello, my name is Maria Monblot. The reason I'm calling is that I have a booking for next week's business breakfast meeting. I'm afraid I won't be able to attend, but I would like to come to next month's instead. I assume it is on the last Wednesday of the month, as usual. Please confirm this. You've already got my number, but just in case, it's 768-4556.
Call 3.
Hello, this is Jochen Andersen. I am booked in to run the seminar on design on the 25th. I've just received the schedule for the day, and it appears that I am speaking at 9:30. That isn't what I agreed with you. We said I would be at 11, and that I would have 90 minutes, not 1 hour. You've also described it as a talk, but I'm giving a workshop. Please get back to me about this as soon as possible. I'll be in my office between 2 and 5 o'clock.
Call 4.
Hi, Vanessa. It's Kirsten. Just to let you know that Jochen Andersen is trying to get hold of you. He left a message on my home number to say he isn't happy about the schedule for the 25th. I haven't got the details with me, so I can't help, really. I'm sorry, but can you call him back? He only needs the time changing and something about the title. I'm sure one of the other speakers won't mind changing. You know what he's like. See you tomorrow.
Call 5.
Hello, this is Brian in security. I'm returning your call about having the building open on Sunday. I'm just calling to say that's fine. I'll be here at midday anyway, so it'll be okay for 3 o'clock. If there's anything else, you can call me anytime on my mobile. It's 07786-678-8890.
Leaving messages. Call 1.
Hi, Vanessa. It's Ralph again. Sorry, I forgot to ask earlier if you can send me details of next month's seminars. I've got two people who really need some help with spreadsheets and accounting software. I remember you said that you had some computer courses planned. Anyway, send me details on those and anything else you have coming up. Thanks. Oh, you can email it to me if that's easier. It's rforralph.henschel@henkel. That's henckel.de. Thanks. Bye.
Call 2.
Hello, my name is Maria Monblot. The reason I'm calling is that I have a booking for next week's business breakfast meeting. I'm afraid I won't be able to attend, but I would like to come to next month's instead. I assume it is on the last Wednesday of the month, as usual. Please confirm this. You've already got my number, but just in case, it's 768-4556.
Call 3.
Hello, this is Jochen Andersen. I am booked in to run the seminar on design on the 25th. I've just received the schedule for the day, and it appears that I am speaking at 9:30. That isn't what I agreed with you. We said I would be at 11, and that I would have 90 minutes, not 1 hour. You've also described it as a talk, but I'm giving a workshop. Please get back to me about this as soon as possible. I'll be in my office between 2 and 5 o'clock.
Call 4.
Hi, Vanessa. It's Kirsten. Just to let you know that Jochen Andersen is trying to get hold of you. He left a message on my home number to say he isn't happy about the schedule for the 25th. I haven't got the details with me, so I can't help, really. I'm sorry, but can you call him back? He only needs the time changing and something about the title. I'm sure one of the other speakers won't mind changing. You know what he's like. See you tomorrow.
Call 5.
Hello, this is Brian in security. I'm returning your call about having the building open on Sunday. I'm just calling to say that's fine. I'll be here at midday anyway, so it'll be okay for 3 o'clock. If there's anything else, you can call me anytime on my mobile. It's 07786 678 8890.
You will hear an interview with a man called Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the 6-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organising every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances or the stars of tomorrow, just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high, because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
Now listen again.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the 6-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organising every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances or the stars of tomorrow, just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high, because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
You will hear a woman called Julie and a man called Greg talking about an indoor wildlife centre they have visited. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Julie. Wasn't the Indoor Wildlife Centre fantastic? I've never seen such an amazing building with its glass walls and all those different floors.
Hi, Greg. Didn't you find it tiring, though, walking up so many stairs? And it was so hard to find your way round. That's not what I call good design.
I didn't really think about that.
It was an interesting start down in the basement, where it was so dark that I didn't see the sharks at first in the water behind the glass.
They were quite scary. You must know how dangerous they are.
Only if you're silly enough to swim with them. Anyway, what did you think of the temperature in the building?
It has to be so high in there because of all those tropical trees growing. They need a lot of heat.
I suppose so. It felt really uncomfortable to me. I loved the banana trees, though.
Those butterflies right at the top of the building were amazing. So huge and colourful. But I thought there would be a lot more insects to see. There were hardly any, really.
Just as well. Who wants to see a load of insects? I don't find them especially interesting at the best of times. Did you manage to see any tree frogs? Oh, they're so cute.
I spent ages hunting for them. They manage to hide by having skin that looks like part of a tree, and they lie still without moving. I couldn't find a single one.
Yeah, they're not stupid, making sure they can't be seen by hungry birds. I really can't wait to go back, because there was just too much to see.
I'd like to read more about the wildlife before I think of going back there. Don't you think we'd enjoy it more if we knew more about the animals?
I'm not so sure, really.
Now listen again.
Hi, Julie. Wasn't the Indoor Wildlife Centre fantastic? I've never seen such an amazing building with its glass walls and all those different floors.
Hi, Greg. Didn't you find it tiring, though, walking up so many stairs? And it was so hard to find your way round. That's not what I call good design.
I didn't really think about that.
It was an interesting start down in the basement, where it was so dark that I didn't see the sharks at first in the water behind the glass.
They were quite scary. You must know how dangerous they are.
Only if you're silly enough to swim with them. Anyway, what did you think of the temperature in the building?
It has to be so high in there because of all those tropical trees growing. They need a lot of heat.
I suppose so. It felt really uncomfortable to me. I loved the banana trees, though.
Those butterflies right at the top of the building were amazing. So huge and colourful. But I thought there would be a lot more insects to see. There were hardly any, really.
Just as well. Who wants to see a load of insects? I don't find them especially interesting at the best of times. Did you manage to see any tree frogs? Oh, they're so cute.
I spent ages hunting for them. They manage to hide by having skin that looks like part of a tree, and they lie still without moving. I couldn't find a single one.
Yeah, they're not stupid, making sure they can't be seen by hungry birds. I really can't wait to go back, because there was just too much to see.
I'd like to read more about the wildlife before I think of going back there. Don't you think we'd enjoy it more if we knew more about the animals?
I'm not so sure, really.
Fine dell'esame.